Hey, good morning, Local 304. This is Branch President Kenneth Hodge, Branch President of Columbus, Ohio. Here for our Tuesday morning podcast. And again, we're going to round out Tuesday morning with a little additional conversation on the F1 scheduler. Yesterday morning, I tried to impart with you the seriousness of making sure we're on the right operation code. And as I said yesterday, I know it's a pain in the neck in the middle of doing something to go find a badge to swipe. But I'm telling you, it's critical. It's very important that we do that. It's also important that we learn our jobs. Again, get a copy of your bid sheet. Read your job. Understand what you're supposed to do. Understand what is expected of you in the bid that you're in. Now, moving right along, we really, 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 as old Prez would say, we really have to take a look at Article 1.6, supervisors performing craft work. Now, I don't know how it is in other facilities, but in Columbus currently, and I do mean currently, supervisors in Columbus City Gate facility perform about 2 to 3 hours every day of craft labor. Now, we have to address that, and the only people that I'm asking to be more aggressive are the stewards. And I know it might sound different, but don't depend on members to file those 1.6 grievances with the witness statement. You file the grievance and then ask the members to support your grievance. Because as we go from point A to point B in Citygate, most of the stewards are drivers, have, you know, level 5 drivers or level 4s that drive a lot. When you see this, become aggressive at curtailing it. Because I'm telling you, 5 hours today, 6 hours tomorrow, when you roll that up at the end of the week, it's over 40. Over 40, that's a mail handler. Over 40 hours I'm speaking of. So, again, there are things that we can do that protect our jobs. So once National has negotiated our contract and we have articles like 1.6, we have to use that. And let me tell you something. If we use it and we use it consistently, and again, I'm speaking more to stewards than to members. If we use it consistently, management will stop. They will stop performing our work. And you got to give me, I guess, a little bit of credit. During my time in office, we were bringing that to a curtail. We were curtailing that action because stewards were consistently filing 1.6 grievances. And when the members see the union reps aggressively pursuing an issue, they're going to follow. Sometimes our members are a little apprehensive because of reprisals. They're not supposed to exist, but they're as real as this microphone I'm speaking in. But as stewards, that's not an issue for a steward. Again, you are a paid representative. Part of your pay includes compensation for being that voice of the employee. So, with respect to that 1.6, in all offices, I mean, we should start to see a uptake on that. The local should start to see more grievances processed because of the 1.6. Again, if it don't exist, then I'm not speaking to you. But if you work in Columbus, Ohio, Citygate plant, everybody knows it. It exists, and we have to stop that. We have to put a stop to it. Again, even if we can't bring it to a complete stop, you can minimize it greatly. And one last thing, again, as we talk about preparing for the F1. Now, again, by the time you hear this podcast, we're in a new year. So the F1 staff, crew, whatever, has already been organized for the upcoming change that's going to take place. I'm talking about after. So what I need you to do is, if you are a level 4 driver and you are driving pit equipment, you are loading, it is just a little more important now that not only should you get paid your level 5 consistently, but it is very important that you begin to request the higher level authorization document known as a PS Form 1723. Now, let me tell you why I say that. Because let me tell you why I say it is just as important as you get the documentation as it is that you get the pay. I got a little stumbled up there. Because when you get paid your level 5 pay, okay, you were compensated for doing a higher level job. But when you get paid and you have that 1723, you now provide the union with documentation to show a number of things. One, well, depending on how long those 1723s are being issued to you, we may be in a position to request higher level positions. Because if you are a loader on the apps, the bundle sorter, the SPSS, all of you drive every day. So if you're driving every day, make a point to ask your supervisor for a copy of your 1723. See, if you get a copy, that kind of also means they're going to give a copy to the union. And if they don't, then you provide the union one. If you're doing higher level work, not only should you be compensated, but you should insist upon providing that paper trail so that the union is in a stronger bargaining position to get increased levels. Because, you know, again, if you work in Citygate, there isn't a loader in that building on the package equipment that loads with a hand jack. You know, I take that back. I think I've seen two people do that. And that's only because they're not licensed yet. But the point is, if you're doing higher level work consistently and you're getting paid higher level pay consistently, then again, solidarity, help your union now. I need you to insist that you get a copy of your 1723 so that the union will be in a position to maybe get your job increased. Think about that. You're already doing it. All I'm asking you to do is ensure you get the documentation to provide to your union. Come on, that can't be that hard. Work with me. And I know management don't want to fill the form out, but that is a management form. And again, this is what I mean by having a strong union. If the regulations state that the 1723 is to be filled out by postal management, then let's stop filling it out. I know it's very easy to say, well, if we don't fill it out, we're not going to get it. Nah, wrong answer. If they don't fill it out, then your union is going to knock on their door and make them fill it out, or insist. When I say make, this ain't the Sopranos. We're going to show them in the regulations that they are required to fill that form out, not the employee. The employee is only required to sign it. So, again, I went off on a little tangent on that, but I want you to understand that's important. Because let's say when we go back to the F1 scheduler, you're level four. Doing level 5 loading all week, 40 hours a week. Well, when the scheduler comes back, it's not going to show they need another level 5 over there. It's just going to show level 4. So, again, if we're doing the work, let's be a little more conscious, and a little more supporting of the greater cause, and ensure management provides you with the proper documentation for the job that you're doing. My fellow members and the mail handlers in Dayton, Ohio, this is Kenny Hodge with a presidential campaign message. I'm glad that we can dialogue. I still want you to vote for me, but I understand that you're probably not going to. We can disagree and still be united. You know, you asked me a question about what does 180 degrees, what does it mean? 180 degree, I guess if I had to give it a mission statement, we are going to be a union that hears and acts upon the desires of the members. We're going to bring back that union where members feel that their concerns are addressed aggressively. 304-304. Thank you, Kenny Hodge, for being the local president of 304. In 2020, of course. Hey, listen, just one last quick note I have to put out. I don't even know if I said it already. Hey, listen, folks. I am an Army instructor. On my podcast this morning, I said I'm a certified trainer. I did not mean to mislead anyone. I'm a certified United States Army trainer, course writer, instructor. And I only say that to say that I'm going to be very comfortable putting together training sessions for the branch presidents so that we grow together. That's my only reason for stating that. And if I gave the impression that I'm certified to train shop stewards, well, let me stop that now. And as I posted tonight, that's a national function. I'm fighting and scratching to get back into my branch office. No, I don't have any national capabilities at this time. So I apologize if that statement was misleading. I did not mean to give anyone the thought that Kenny Hodge is certified to train stewards. Kenny Hodge just wants to get back in Columbus, Ohio and finish out his term as branch president. Hey, listen, that's for this year. Let's have a nice day and be blessed.